live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Going live to the scene right now, John Catino is the director of the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency. And since late last night and through the night and into the morning, assessment now being done and recovery and other efforts, we wanted to get a firsthand report. John, what are you seeing? What are you encountering so far this morning now?
Good morning, Steve. So like you said, this is the first time we're able to get eyes out here from last night. I'm here with Fire Chief Randy Reed with Liberty Township Fire Department. A lot of damage down here on Jackson Street in Selma. We're estimating, based off their inspections and searches last night, 30 to 40 houses either affected or damaged. We have AEP crews in Selma right now starting to assess and get poles removed and straightened. We also have the county highway and the Selma Street Department starting to do debris removal in the streets to get AEP access to these lines. Fire officials and crews, as well as town employees, are all out here collectively working to try and get things started up here.
John Catino live from Selma, Indiana area, one of the hard hit spots from those storms last night. We're live on WMUN News Radio right now. John, can either you or the chief talk about those that were injured, any numbers or any worse that we, you know, varying reports have been flying around? We want to make sure we have accurate data.
Yeah, Steve, I'm going to send this over to Fire Chief Randy Reed, and he can speak to that. I'll have you ask him that question.
Excellent. Very good. On scene right now in the Selma. Hi, Chief. This is Steve Lindell. We're live on WMUN News Radio right now. I was asking John with respect to any numbers you have about injured and or worse. There's been a lot of data flying around. We want to make sure that the public has the facts and what we know at this point of the morning on Friday the 15th here.
So we did have a few minor injuries last night. A lot of the injured residents, majority of them decided to go to the ER to get checked out on their own. Just within a couple minutes of after the storm, of course, once the shock got over, people started, becoming more comfortable with what was going on and started feeling a lot better, I think. So
I got you, Chief Randy Reed of the Selma area here. Speak to their response, and I imagine there's some pride with respect to how many people came together from EMA, your fire squad, and on and on and on. Just talk about that for a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so we actually witnessed the tornado. I just happened to be at Wapahani, myself and my deputy chief, and we walked out and seen the funnel cloud in the sky and started racing towards Selma. And within 2 to 3 minutes, we were on site, and people were just, starting to come out of their houses and start trying to, get to safety as we were arriving. And just the mass chaos of, people being scared and people not understanding what just happened. That's a lot on people.
Chief, I know your hearts go out to everybody that was impacted in your area, but Winchester sounds like they got that same storm maybe or cell moved in their area and did a lot of damage. And I know you're thinking about your safety comrades and also just the general public in all the areas impacted. Is that an accurate way to put it?
Oh, for sure. So last night, once we got the initial assessment done and we had the initial search done on the town, I actually started shipping resources out of here to get to Winchester. Being on the east side of the county, it was just a lot faster for them to get there quickly. So we were just pretty much sharing resources, trying to get the resources exactly where they needed to be at the second they needed to get there. So it really worked out with EMS, EMA, and everybody working together. We're able to collaborate a good action plan and get it working. So,
Chief Randy Reed on WMUN with us live from Selma. What would you say to what does Selma need right now? If the public out there wants to do something to help, do you need them to stay away? Is that really what you need most, or is there something else you could articulate there?
Right. So the biggest part today is just having people kind of respect the AEP, let them get in. We had 7 gas leaks last night after the storm come through. Gas company's going to be here in a few minutes and start assessing all their damages and things like that. But we need to get AEP time and space to be able to get in here so we can get the main power grid back up for Selma so we can start working on getting individual houses that's not affected directly with the tornado damage, getting them back up, getting the schools back up, and everything that needs to happen immediately.
All right. Chief Reed, I appreciate it. If I could talk to Mr. Catino again, I'd appreciate that. Chief Randy Reed doing
the
work.
All right, thank you.
You bet. AEP at this moment saying 840 customers are out of juice in the Selma area specifically. Back to John Catino from the Delaware County EMA. And we're talking to you in Selma, obviously, because your area of domain is Delaware County, which includes Selma. But Randolph County and your brethren in that area, you were telling me last night, John, and thanks for the help during our wall-to-wall storm coverage, that their situation Absolutely. With power down and comms down was even worse than what you're dealing with right there. Is that still a case? I think we may have lost our connection with John there. Very busy, so we'll just let them get back to their work. We certainly appreciate their time, and that's really difficult to do. You talk about multitasking. When you get a situation like this, I don't think anybody is completely prepared for anything, but I can tell you this. In no uncertain terms, the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency is and are some of the best prepared folks and agency that you could possibly have working for you, with you, and around you. That is the Delaware County situation. Got a note just a second ago here, live radio 838 from Donan Cruz. He's the head volleyball coach at Ball State. He wanted to write this, his words, "My heart goes out to all those impacted by the tornado." He's asking if anyone perished in the tornado last night. Coach Cruz, I can tell you the report from Selma was several injured, no deceased. At least nothing was mentioned during that interview with On the Ground just a second ago. And as far as we know, in Winchester, the other really hard hit area, there were no deceased there too. There were some initial reporting parts that came out last night from some sources that cannot be confirmed that said the opposite of that. The state police is on the record as saying they are not aware of anyone that died in the Winchester area. Donan Cruz did write here in his note to me just a second ago that in Ohio, 6 people are reportedly dead because of the tornado that continued to move off into Ohio. That is an accurate statement as well. Now, full disclosure, they're just finding everything out right now as I'm speaking. The darkness of the night and the smallness of the town obviously impacted their ability to do everything they needed to do to assess the situations, to see. They were working through the night, no doubt about it, in the Selma area, in the Winchester area, just south of farmland, and on and on and on. So the daylight will help them a lot, not to be redundant, but we also do know that the typical protocol is the National Weather Service office in Indianapolis or potentially northern Indiana will deploy specialists to these areas today to assess the damage, to do their scientific work. They'll tell us if there was a tornado confirmed, if there was more than one confirmed, if there was straight line winds and not a tornado, and also the level and the strength in the F1, F2, et cetera, scale We'll get all that data probably as early as later this afternoon, if not a little sooner. All right, that's enough for now on that subject. We're going to come back in a moment. We have another lighter side of news. People love helping the community. Selma's going to need some help. Winchester's going to need some help. Farmland and other areas are going to need some help. But how about helping Hillcroft? You can do that on Saturday. We'll talk about that in a moment with our guest on WMUN.